Medicaid provides free or low-cost health coverage to 72 million low-income Americans and those with disabilities. Last month, Republicans in Congress tasked a House committee that oversees this federal program to chop billions from its budget. That process, called budget reconciliation, is ongoing. WUWM's Mayon Silver asked one local disability rights advocate and Medicaid recipient to talk about the wide variety of supports that she gets from the program.
Just one second here. We got a package here.
Felicia Claiborne just got a delivery.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so what we just got is a package from Walmart that has sugar-free cookies in it. So basically, that's through the Medicaid program, too. I can order sugar-free. I can order anything that is healthy through that.
The cookies are for Claiborne's vision loss support group. She's visually impaired. If you see her out and about, you'll see she uses a white identification cane and sometimes a support cane. At her apartment, she has other accommodations, like a walk-in shower.
Over here is a light because I have albinism and it's a condition called photophobia, which is a condition is sensitivity to bright light. So in the mornings, I turn on this light basically to be able to have low lighting in here.
Claiborne is also an advocate for people with developmental disabilities.
I am a person with autism and a person who has anxiety disorder and depression, but my depression is controlled. There are days when I feel like I just don't want to, you know, sometimes get off the couch. You know, it's like I don't want to move. It's like, can we just let the day go by or whatever? But sometimes it gives me a little off to get off that couch and say, you know what, you got things to do. You got people to see. You got things to go to.
You've got things to do is exactly right. Not one to just sit down and let life come at her. Claiborne would call herself a mover and a shaker.
I surely am a mover and a shaker.
That includes advocating against potential cuts to Medicaid.
Medicaid is everything to me because if I don't have it, I can't go to the doctor. I can't see the doctor. I won't be able to have transportation. I can't walk that good. I have arthritis in my foot and in my leg.
Through Medicaid, Claiborne gets health care, prescriptions, a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea, and her Medicaid eligibility allows her to qualify for home-delivered meals.
So here in the refrigerator is my Meals on Wheels. I usually get them on Monday and Friday.
Medicaid coverage will be a big topic at this year's Disability Advocacy Day in Wisconsin. It's a virtual gathering on March 12th. Claiborne is optimistic. She recalls when the disability community's advocacy saved another big program in Wisconsin, IRIS. IRIS stands for Include, Respect, I Self-Direct. It's a long-term care program for adults with disabilities and the elderly. It gives people control over their own budget. They can pick their long-term care goals and choose which support services they'd like.
And finally, they saved it. And I remember those days when I used to help out with putting buses together, going to Madison to be able to do that.
And, you know, I'm wondering how today compares to those days when you were advocating against cutting IRIS. Now these days you're advocating against cutting Medicaid and the federal government. How does it compare?
Basically, it's compared. It's more because now a lot of people are on Medicaid. And it's not just people with disabilities, people who are in low income that's supporting their families. Some of them don't have the money to be able to pay a copay or co-share or anything with their insurance or anything like that, or go to the doctor or go to their day program or go to the grocery store or just be able to go to a gym, you know. And so that's why you have to be able to help those in need. You know, we got to help those in our household, especially in our village, because this is our village. Everybody that's on Medicaid is in our village, because without it, how can we survive?
Congress has tasked the committee that oversees Medicaid to cut $880 billion from its budget. Republicans are looking to curb spending in order to extend President Trump's tax cuts and fund more immigration enforcement. Claiborne has a message to the politicians making this decision.
Please don't cut it. This is our life. This is our lifeline. Your lifeline is your phone, your kids, your family. Don't cut ours. We don't want to cut yours. Don't cut ours, because this is how we live. And we want to be able to live. We want to be able to have heat, food, clothing, and benefits too. If you can have it, we can have it too.
Claiborne says there's still time to get this message to senators and congresspeople. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.